If you were to draw a picture titled What I've Lost,
it would look like pages of a calendar flying away.
It would probably be a huge clock, maybe some kind of like warp in the middle where it like takes you to like the land of nothing. And maybe like a little me. And I'm like kind of relaxing, laid out, you know, like no care in the world, as like the hand of the clock just keeps going and going and going. Something like that.
It'd probably just be me as a kid because for whatever reason, I don't think it's trauma, but I have a really not great long-term memory or short-term memory. And it's really hard for me to remember very specific memories. It's just sort of a general blur. Everything in my life is sort of like that. And I guess I wish I remember specifics. I do remember being a teenager in high school and looking myself in the mirror and telling myself one day I'd be, you know, 25 and far away.
I would draw a picture of a playground because I haven't gone to one in a long time. Played with other kids. Now, just too old to do that.
I remember when I was in grad school and we were lucky enough to have Ellen Burstyn come. And so what she said to me was, you have this light that shines out of you. I think if I drew a picture of what I've lost, it would be this beautiful sun that had rays coming out everywhere. And then on the inside, a little heart. Because I think that I used to have this light that absolutely loved the light of all those things around, but I don't think I quite see it like that anymore.
I would fill a page with geometric lines, circles, and mathematical shapes, only using a thin black pen. I've lost a lot of my imagination, but not my creativity.
I guess what I've lost is a sense of confidence in who I am. It would be an abstract picture. And it would be very explosive and unapologetic. It would be a lot of colors, and it would probably move outside of the page, but the whole would be harmonious, if not conventional.
I think it would be a black or gray safe with an impossible number combination, because I have this strange duality of knowing that I have lost so much, but also never being able to quite put parameters on it. So in my head, I know I am carrying around this loss and I can't get at it.
This past year in particular, there was a lot of purging in my life. My parents moved and we got rid of a lot of my childhood possessions. And there is pretty much no more physical evidence that I existed prior to the age of 18 other than photographs. Art projects, homework, stuffed animals, books, clothes, everything is gone. But it wasn't lost, it was consciously gotten rid of. But I feel like I lost it still.
If you were to draw a picture titled What I've Lost, what would it look like? Please describe your picture. Wow, innocence comes to mind.
I've seen so many writers talk about this, artists as well, and kind of how when you're younger, there's this kind of thin plastic layer or like a sheer kind of veil around you, kind of surrounding you. And I'm still fairly young. I'm 15, so I feel like that veil, I know what it looks like so clearly. I can picture it and I know exactly what it feels like and what it does and everything that it does for me and what it used to do for me. That it kind of shields you from the reality of the world or the reality of your feelings even. So in that picture, what I've lost, I think that veil would kind of be gone. There would be a before picture where I'm kind of surrounded by this cloud or this sheer sort of thin line around me, but now that would be gone. In the after picture, I would just be a girl without anything around her. And I think I've kind of lost that filter to the world.
I also actually feel just in the last year, I've kind of found a way to conquer some of my depression and obsessive thinking about how rotten I am. And I feel like a little bit like I've maybe left that behind. So what would it look like? Maybe just like a swirl of black lines and images that you can't really make out swirling around.